Last week, Governor Larry Hogan pushed back Maryland's primary election date to June 2nd in an effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Candidates in Baltimore City have to make their cases in the midst of this pandemic, and that is throwing extra uncertainty into their campaigns. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
Campaign headquarters are usually filled with nonstop motion and packed to the brim with excited volunteers and harried staff. But on a recent Sunday, City Council President candidate Shannon Sneed sat alone at a long conference table, spreadsheets of voter phone numbers before her.
This is Councilwoman Shannon Sneed. I hope all is well. I'm calling because we have a primary. Wanted to see if I can get your support for City Council President. I am a councilwoman who...
On any other sunny weekend afternoon, Sneed and her volunteers would have been knocking on doors. Under the pandemic, the nature of local campaigning has changed. Sneed and other candidates have canceled rallies and fundraisers and shifted mostly to phone banking, a safe way to connect and work alone.
Hello.
Hi, is Ms. Essie Smith in?
This is her.
Hi, Ms. Essie. This is Council.
Sneed runs through her progressive legislative history and then...
Any questions or concerns about anything? And it doesn't have to be campaign related.
No, it's just the drugs on my corners.
Okay.
The drug dealers on my corners. That's the only problem I have around here.
Okay.
Sneed says she's been connecting with voters on the phone. But as a grassroots candidate, she misses face-to-face time.
Nothing will replace that one-on-one conversation that this candidate has knocked on your door. She's interested in what you have to say. She wants to hear about your concerns.
But she says doing her part to curb the spread of the virus is more than worth it. The city's primary elections matter. In Baltimore, registered Democrats significantly outnumber Republicans. After a tumultuous year that saw former Mayor Catherine Pugh resign amid scandal and major shakeups in City Hall leadership, many have called this campaign cycle the most important ever. But it won't be at the top of most voters' minds, says Daniel Schlossman, a political scientist and professor at Johns Hopkins University. Instead, he says, they have other questions.
How do I keep myself, my family safe? How do I go about life when everything's been upended? What do I do for my livelihood is gone?
He says it'll be difficult for local politics to break through the noise of the pandemic.
It's always hard to run in a lower profile race and challenge an incumbent because voters' attention is generally elsewhere, but magnify that so many times right now.
Schlossman thinks that successful candidates will be the ones whose coronavirus responses appeal to the broadest range of voters. John Willis, the former chair of Maryland's Special Committee on Voting Systems and Election Procedures, agrees.
Voters are going to be noticing how candidates act, and I think that's why they're acting cautiously.
Willis says that candidates will use the extra time between April and June to recalibrate their messaging, especially as the pandemic develops.
The people who are doing the planning need to take not today into consideration, but what will conditions be in June and prepare for multiple kinds of situations.
The State Board of Elections has recommended a mail-in only ballot, but that's not final. For now, both Schlossman and Willis say voters can expect lots of phone calls and fundraising emails, and as the election nears, TV ads and mailers. Councilwoman Sneed says she and her team will keep up their phone banking.
So I feel like this is a great opportunity to show what leadership looks like, and it's giving the correct information, staying in contact, but also, here on the other hand, running a campaign.
She says most callers have questions about the coronavirus. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.